gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior, was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds the tidings of the same. Now that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. The holy tide of Christmas all the others left in face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Sheep we watched that night, the tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise be the Lord in heaven high. Praise be the Lord in heaven high. There shall be born to lead us shall redeem us
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Christmas, the very sound of the word, brings a joy like no other. We can't wait for the season to arrive and then hope it will never end. It brings memories of Christmas past and wishes for Christmas future. It is the sound of a single child laughing and the entire world singing. It is and always has been the season of joy. Today we gather to lift our praise, raise our voices, and worship God's most precious gift, His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born to bring us everlasting life.
Salvation now unfurled, hope for every nation.
God to his hands is from above, God to his scenes of glory. Love the humble, give the love, Jesus born of Mary.
Wonder.
The season of joy began long ago, before stables and stars and angel songs. It began in the solitude of a stone temple, with bowed heads and upraised hands. It began in the pages of ancient parchments and the petitions of midnight prayers. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Lift up your eyes and look about you. Your light has come.
Far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down. So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Was born, his palace was a manger filled with hay. His royal robes were swaddled for, a halo was his crown. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem.
Thank you. And so Jesus entered our world, not with the thunder of heaven, but with the gentle lullaby of a young mother's heart. He did not come to us with wealth and worldly position, but in poverty and humility. He did not come to conquer, he came to set us free.
Oh, Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come, adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, our newborn King. How quickly and beautifully praise turns to worship in the presence of holiness. Come, approach. Now, the shepherds and the angels, we are on hallowed ground and have come to worship the Lord of Lords.
Would pierce his brow, and we beheld his suffering, exalted now, a King of Kings, praise God.
So the faithful came. Magi from the east found their way to the Holy Child. They recognized him as the King whose coming had been foretold, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Two righteous servants of God, named Simeon and Anna, had waited their entire lives for the promised one to come. When they beheld the small baby in his mother's arms, they recognized him as their long-awaited Messiah. And Simeon cried, "My eyes have seen your salvation." And now, how will you respond? Will you recognize him? Will you call him your salvation, your Messiah, your King? Will you come to the manger?
How suddenly a baby cries, and all forever change. As shepherds leave the angel song to find the holy place, where in her young and And in this child of breath divine, our light has finally
It's Christmas, that God loved us so much, He sent us His Son, so we might believe in Him and know life everlasting. This is Christmas. This is love. This is joy to the world.
And weary world is waiting for the truth of Christmas. Who will bring them this amazing grace? If not us, then whom? If not now, then when?
Creation's grand design. gospel shall prevail. We know in grace all things are possible.
We share a special Christmas blessing with you. We pause to remember the cherished words of the season. Peace.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
Love.
We love because He first loved us.
Hope.
Christ be in you, the hope of glory.
Joy.
And may your joy be complete.
May your joy be complete. This moment, this day, this Christmas, and every day forward, joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Now may the fragrance of His peace soar through your heart like a dove released. Hide in His wings, O weary distant soul, He'll guide your spirit home. And may His love pour from on high, flow to the depths of your deepest soul. Thank you.
Amen. Let's conclude in prayer. Thank you so much for coming. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the love that was manifest in the giving of your Son, sending him into this world, taking all the weight of sin of the world upon him, ultimately, when he came to give his life. But we know that's the reason he came in the first place. And so we offer to you our thanksgiving for that as we come to that realization and as we personally receive him, respond to that greatest of all gifts. We pray now that you would dismiss us with your blessing. May we go forth from here, being enriched in our spirits because we've been reminded of the peace, the joy, the hope that we can have in Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.